Okay, so bouncing back and forth between the E minor and the G, try and just do it nice and slowly, so something like this. This is the E minor. Nice big strums going all the way down, all six strings. Just try and repeat that after me. And then let's try and do four on the E minor and four on the G6. It should sound something like this. And back again. So just downstrokes only at this stage. When you get comfortable with that, you can start trying to add the upstrokes in. But remember that when you do the upstrokes, you don't want to strum all six strings in reverse, because that will end up sounding a bit robotic like this. We don't really want that. We want it to sound more musical than that. So the way we achieve that is when you strum up, just try and catch two or three strings at the bottom. So it should sound something like this. Okay, and that sounds a little bit more musical and a bit less rushed and frantic than if you're just kind of strumming all six strings all the time, which obviously that lacks a bit of subtlety. We want to get you just comfortable moving around the instrument, strumming chords, but also we want it to sound as good as it can as well. So give that a try. Practice bouncing back and forth between those two chords. There's no rush here. It might seem a little bit too simple, but don't worry about that. That's what we want at this stage. We just want to get you comfortable holding the instrument and cleanly strumming those chords.